Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word, and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to slay another day? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I've been wishing for you to disappear for years now, and I don't know why my ugly, veiny, good fairy is not helping me with this wish, because I have the amulet on, I have the wishes, I'm being very clear about my decisiveness, and you just keep coming back, so I don't know what's happening.
Well, you know what I wished for? I wish to see Daddy Vamps on my television screen.
Oh, so maybe you have the hamulet.
I do indeed have the hamulet, because
Hamlet, Capulet, amulet, like
I am all combined.
Yeah, I am significantly in my Shakespeare era. So you wished for this and it came true.
I cannot tell you how ecstatic I was when he was on my TV screen, Kool-Aid mouth and all. I was like absolutely thrilled to see him again. This episode was so wackadoo in a way that almost like feels reminiscent of the Halloween episode from, was it season one?
Could not tell you.
The one where everyone has basically like different personalities based on like what they're wearing.
Oh, that was so fun.
It's like alternate reality Buffy.
Yeah. Which I actually really like these episodes. I like the alternate reality. I like it when everybody can kind of be in a costume and they can be like a different version of themselves. For me, that is extremely fun. So it's funny that you mentioned that episode of the Halloween episode, because that was such a fun episode. And I felt like the same for this. And I think starting off from the very first scene, it felt different, because I don't know, the first scene where Buffy is fighting the person, that like demon,
Whatever that thing even was. Yeah.
At the picnic. It was like very bright, the screen, the coloration, and
it was almost oversaturated or something.
Yeah. It was much brighter than I was used to. So it kind of had that dreamlike quality since the very first scene of the episode, but I really liked it. And of course, I was very, very, very surprised to see Daddy Vamps on my TV screen. I did not anticipate him coming back. I feel like this episode was just a gift for you and I.
Yes.
We are essentially trying to get adopted by Daddy Vamps.
of he is the best father. Like, he's, we're gonna talk dad. About it, but first of all, he's adopted Xander and Willow. Yes. Although it's kind of weird because they're like making out also, and they're his children, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like they're, I don't know. It's kind of cursed, but
it's cursed.
It's okay. It's okay because you know what? Daddy Vamps does not judge. And that's one of the many reasons why I love Daddy Vamps.
Yes.
He is a provider. He provided Willow with snacks.
Yes.
He's
patient. He has the cool house where you're like, oh my gosh, can we go over to Willow's house because her dad buys the best Cheetos? Like, he provides the best snacks. And he is now a manufacturing mogul. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
An inventor.
Wait, Elon Musk, who?
Exactly. Like... Daddy Vamps is rising to the top. He has a new, no more will you have to run out and score your own delicious meal by sucking on someone's neck. Absolutely not. We are civilized here, folks. We drain our humans and drink them out of a wine glass. Okay.
I thought that was very classy.
He's very classy. The only thing is, and I listen, maybe the whole reason Daddy Vamps came up with this idea is because of the permanent Kool-Aid mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's like, if we had our blood in wine glasses, we wouldn't all have Kool-Aid mouth, you know?
Yes. Yes. I see Daddy Vamps as like a Vanderbilt, a JP Morgan, a Rockefeller, a Carnegie. Yes.
He's a self-starter.
A Gilded Age Baron.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. He says, I will build it and the manufacturing empire will cometh to me. And he's like, I had a vision. He's like, I was plagued by Kool-Aid mouth.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't deal with this anymore.
But my children will not have to deal with Kool-Aid mouth. They will no longer will they be embarrassed by Kool-Aid mouth. Yeah. My children will have better than I had.
So he built this city that we stand upon it.
On rock and roll. Exactly. Listen, I'm so thrilled. I loved Daddy Vamps this episode. He was camp. He was fun. He was daddy. He was everything. Yes. Like, and I mean... Yeah. We did get some feedback from Tom Palmer pointing out that in terms of percentages, Master, aka Daddy Vamps, is 2 for 2 on killing Buffy. So he kind of is the most threatening villain of the whole series.
I never doubted him for a second.
We knew since the beginning, Sarah. We knew.
Yeah, I would never, never betray my Daddy Vamps Master like that. Mm-hmm. I knew that nobody else had anything on him. It was a fluke, you know? A bad thing happened that night when the glass fell from the sky and Buffy accidentally killed Daddy Vamps.
Yeah.
It was a dark time, but he's back in this better reality. I would say it's much better because, number one, curfews. I am sick and tired of these teenage gangs riding their bicycles all over the place. And they ride not only at dawn, but at night.
They're wearing colorful outfits, come bite me outfits. It's too much. Yeah. Muted tones only.
Yes, yeah. And that is a bad. And you know what? 16-year-olds don't need Lexuses. So I am happy that their cars got taken away.
And also, we're happy that the Bronze is now a vampire zone because we remember when the Bronze was bug infested and you would get drinks for killing cockroaches.
Ew. I give it to the Vamps. That. Yeah. Yeah. I gotta say, the Bronze, not a place for kids, is crawling with literal bugs and with literal monsters. So you tell me that this is a worse reality, and I tell you, you don't envision the America that I do. And the America that I do is run by my forefather. And Daddy my Vamps. Forefather is just Daddy Vamps. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about this whole episode, The Wish. Can we start with some of the pre-wish stuff? Because
yes,
Cordelia cutting out Xander from photos and burning them was such a mood. This brought me back, Sarah. This is incredible.
Tell me you've done this before.
Oh, I've definitely, I remember, but I'm trying to, I think it was, I don't think it was an ex boyfriend. I think it was like a person I was really upset with, but I cannot recall who. Was it my brother? I can't remember.
Oh my god.
I didn't burn the photos, but I threw darts at them.
Oh wow. I've burned photos in my driveway before.
Was it to lift a curse, or what was the situation?
No, it was just anger. It was one of those like symbolic things, like you burn it and you let it go.
Yeah.
I straight up thought that Cordelia was doing a little bit of black magic.
Yes! We are locked in today, Sarah. Yeah. I had the same thought. I was like, oh my God, are we getting a witchy Cordelia? I was here for it. That's all I want for her. Because I think, okay, to put it in some D&D terms here for our friends who like Dungeons and Dragons, Willow is a witch / wizard, where she is like a learned practitioner of magic.
Yeah.
I would love if Cordelia had innate magic. She was like a sorcerer and she was like born with it and she's discovering it. Would love to see that for Cordelia. Yeah.
Like that bitch. You know who that bitch is? That bitch and her mom. What's her
name? Oh, the one who got in the trophy.
Yes. I think was born with it.
Yes.
It's not Maybelline for her, baby.
Every time you say it in my head, it's maybe it's Maybelline.
It's not Maybelline. For Willow, it's Maybelline. But for that witchy bitchy, I don't know what her name is because I choose to forget. And then we know that our friend, the mayor, a.k.a. Lint Monster 2000.
Yes.
Dust we know man. That he sold his soul. So that is like Warlock.
There's D&D everywhere.
Sure, yes. So, I mean, she didn't. I was hopeful because it looked like an altar. We had a little bowl. We had some candles. We had a match. We were cutting stuff up. We were doing scrapbooking. We were doing arts and crafts. Have you ever done scrapbooking? Because that hobby is very expensive. Make you a scrapbook, it costs $500. And who has $500? $500? Probably Cordelia.
I definitely scrapbooked when I was in like high school. It didn't last very long. I, like you said, it's very expensive. Also, I didn't really like it. It wasn't a thing I really enjoyed.
The bad thing about scrapbooks is exactly what happened to Cordelia. You get your scrapbook, you save all of your movie tickets that you go to with your ex-boyfriend, you paste it into the book. Now you have this beautiful book. Then you break up with your boyfriend or your boyfriend breaks up with you.
You burn
then
the book.
Then what do you do with the book? You got this book that you spent hours on and hundreds of dollars. What do you do with the scrapbook?
I think that the key is don't make a scrapbook until you're like elderly. And then you're looking back on your life and you're like, I need to make a memoir to myself. Mm-hmm. And then you scrapbook.
Okay. So then that makes me feel like the only way to do this craft is spend like $5 on it every 2 months for 90 years.
Build up a stock.
Yeah.
And I like this idea. Yeah.
Yeah. That way you won't be poor when you scrap up.
Or go to estate sales and garage sales, find the leftover supplies from the old people who waited a little bit too long to do the scrapbooking.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Get all those supplies for cheap.
Yeah, their loss is your gain, essentially. Exactly. Yeah. Go after the olds. Now, Cordelia wasn't scrapbooking either. She just lit the shit on fire because she's incredible. Like, fuck you, Xander.
And we're in the background. We're hearing like all of these voice messages that Xander is leaving Cordelia because based on the first scene, it seems like both Xander and Willow are like very committed to getting back their respective significant others.
Can you say pathetic? They are seriously pathetic. They are absolutely pathetic. Number one, Xander's approach is just to leave endless voicemails to Cordelia. She is ignoring you. You are fucking ugly. We don't want you near us.
Diversify your groveling. Like, truly, if you're going to grovel, you have to do more than just leave repeated voicemails. That takes very minimal effort. Mm-hmm. I think there should be flowers. There should be gifts. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to grovel, especially to a dime like Cordelia, you got to put in maximum effort.
Do we need like a one of those flying word planes? Cordelia, I'm so sorry.
Yes. See, you're thinking how I'm thinking, Sarah. You got to go big. The thing is, ultimately, personally, I feel like I would be Oz and be like, leave me the fuck alone. But if you're really committed and you're really like wanting to grovel, you got to do more than just leave voicemails. Mm-hmm. So bad luck.
I also just love how Charisma Carpenter is just like me and she's terrified of matches. Like when she was lighting the matches, the hand gestures that she was doing to get away from the matches. Yeah. I am a girl that like cannot, I try to use matches and sometimes I do a really good job and sometimes it burns my little fingies.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Why do people still use matches? Because lighters exist.
Well,
like, what's the reason for matches?
It's aesthetic.
Is that all it is? It's just aesthetic.
It's aesthetic. Some people collect matches.
Okay. I have seen, like, if you're a fan of, like, trinkets and, like, just generally having little decorative pieces around your house, I've seen there's this girl who had, like, a cute little strawberry dish, you know, with a lid, and she put, like, a striker thing on the bottom of it and, like, stored matches in it, so she would just pull a match out and swipe it on the bottom.
Yeah, that's the aesthetic, yeah. So now let's talk about Willow's attempt.
Wait, one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
We need to talk about Cordelia's revenge outfit.
Oh, she looks so freaking hot.
Maroon wine colored pleather skirt suit.
Yeah.
All coordinating. It was giving revenge in the best way.
It was essentially Cordelia's revenge dress, a la A Princess Di. She looked so good. I absolutely was obsessed with this outfit. All the bitches knew, even Melody, Harmony.
That bitch, I was pissed the fuck off because I knew she wasn't being genuine. And poor Cordelia, like, also, the fact that, and Buffy says something about it, but in my opinion, that does not absolve her. It's like, okay, Xander and Willow are the ones that fucked up, and Cordelia is the one left friendless. Like, that's so shitty that Cordelia is the one left alone.
That's what happens, though. Like, sometimes the person that did bad is the one that gets the friends in the divorce.
It sucks, though. Just needed to point it out that it does suck.
Ideal world, she would be friends with Harmony again. She was so excited when Harmony came up to her and was like, oh my God, you look so good. I'm going to introduce you to my new like fairy demon friend, like whatever the fuck her name's, Anya. And Cordelia was so happy. And then Harmony did this thing, was like, guess what? You need to like go out there. You need to like keep dating. The best way to get over somebody is be under them. Let me introduce you to your new beau. And she brings him to that sniveling guy in the corner that
I think
seen,
his name is Jonathan, but I just call him Doyle because that's his name in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
And he's drinking like a big gulp and like they all laugh at her and it's really sad. So Cordelia's really going through it, but Willow's approach is to basically grovel endlessly, but face-to-face groveling. She's also, like, stalking Oz.
Yeah, it's very annoying. Like, she says that she's excited for Monday for school, and Buffy's like, oh, that's great. Like, focus on your schoolwork. That's really good and healthy. And she's like, no, it's because I can have another opportunity to see Oz. So then she, like a creep, is asking all these people at school, including the witch girl, Amy. Her name is Amy.
Oh my God. Yes, it is Amy.
She asked Amy if Cordelia and or Oz is around. She says Cordelia, and Cordelia apparently looks scary. That's what she said. But she essentially is asking people if they have seen the Oz and Cordelia, and she just like waits by his locker and then she grovels to him and he's like, please leave me the fuck alone. I don't like this approach. Like, I think that you need to, there is a certain amount of like apologizing, but the only way that this is ever going to work out is giving them time and being respectful. But I don't know. Also, well,
and I agree, like, yeah, with Oz's point of, well, you're only doing this to make yourself feel better and you're making me feel worse. So, like, yeah, I think he did it in such an Oz way, which only made me love him more, where he's like so respectful and kind and like gentle with the way he's saying it. And he has, she has earned none of this kindness from him. Like, but he doesn't have to be as kind as he is. And yet he's so, so gentle about being like, please, I need my space. Mm-hmm. I love Oz for that.
Do you agree that she's doing it mainly for, to make herself feel better?
Yeah,
to
of course.
Herself from guilt rather than wanting to be with Oz?
I think it's both. I think it's, she feels so supremely awful that she like needs his forgiveness. And I think that sometimes what you need to give people is space, and that's really hard. But Willow did a bad thing. Like, she can't just expect that Oz is going to be over it, and especially she can't expect him to just want to be back together with her. Mm-hmm. It's just unrealistic. And personally, I wasn't as upset with Willow's actions as I was with Xander's this episode. I know, surprise, surprise. But like, Jessica, Xander is like trying to like chuckle to make Cordelia feel bad while they're at like the Bronze. It's like, bro, you're the one who fucked up. You should look sad. Go be sad somewhere. Like, you're being a dick.
Yeah. Okay. But he was just responding to Cordelia doing the same exact thing to make.
And she has earned the right. She has earned the right to laugh and joy and have joy, you know, and be in good spirits and crimp her hair and wear cute dresses. She's earned it.
I guess so. I don't know. I just feel like it's just so predictable for you to be like, Willow's in the right, but that's Xander. That
no, I'm not whore. Saying Willow's. I'm not saying Willow's in the right. I'm saying Willow did not piss me off nearly as much as Xander did. Because, well, that's Willow,
also not surprising, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, again, one of those things of like, oh, then Xander puts his hand on Willow's. It's, I guess, what's maybe surprising, and I don't know where you land on this, Sarah, is I kind of figured with them getting their respective significant others kind of out of the way, if you will, that they would try dating or something. But it seems like maybe that's not going to happen.
I mean, I'm surprised that they aren't as well. It would just annoy me even more if after all this groveling, they just wind up getting back together, because that would just prove to Oz and Cordelia that they were never serious about them.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's almost worse, because it's like, I don't know, like there's a level of like, oh, maybe in like 20 years, I'll look back and be like, oh, they're still together. They're made for each other. And then like, you know, whatever, I'm doing my own thing. But I, like, if it's just like, oh, like we, I'm going to like beg for you to come back and we're going to date again, and then you're going to break up with me and then get back together with them as well. Well, fuck you. Why did we have to do round two? You know?
Yeah. No, it's just one of those things where I wasn't, I'm happy they're not dating. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, it is strange.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buffy does check in on Cordelia very briefly, but of course there's a vampire involved, and then Cordelia ends up in a pile of trash, which it's just awful. And she is sick and tired of this. And by her logic, Xander, she would never have even thought of dating Xander if he wasn't at least somewhat cool. And he became somewhat cool when Buffy showed up. So ipso facto, Buffy is the problem, and we need to be rid of Buffy. And in comes new girl Annika, who's like,
is that bonding- her name?
Oh, I don't know. Is it?
Is her name Anya?
It might be Anya, because the symbol, the necklace she's wearing, is the symbol of Anyanka. So maybe she's Anya. That would make sense.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked this, like, Anya character, and I thought that the lore behind this in particular was pretty fascinating. So Anya is a woman scorned demon. And what she does is this bitch back in yesteryear, she got fucked over by Zeus. I'm sure of it. And Zeus is like, hey, like, I really like you. And like, I was wondering if you wanted to go to prom. And like, Anya was like, yes, I would love to go to prom with you. And then Zeus rolled around to pick her up and then threw eggs at her. Just like Josie Grossi.
Yeah.
Just Josie Grossi. I know that this happened. So then she's like, Anya's like, fuck Zeus. Fuck all the bros. Fuck Hades. Fuck Hermes. Fuck all of them. Mm-hmm. I am going to literally spend the rest of my existence fucking over men. So
yes, she is the patron saint of scorned women.
Yes.
I love this as a concept. I think it is cool.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. And it's especially even more brilliant that the patron saint of scorned women is just like a teenage girl hanging around a high school. Because like, yes, what better setting to find women scorned than high school or college women?
Yeah. Anya's a genius. So she comes, she's a new transfer student. She just got out of the last high school and like ruined some other boy's life. And she comes here. And like, she and Cordelia hit it off like right away. Like, they both are into Prada. They both are into fashion. She sees right away that Harmony is like a shady bitch and wants nothing to do with her. And she starts hearing these like mumblings of Xander and what Xander did to Cordelia. And her little demon wings are flapping. It's like, wait a minute. This is my target. This is it. And I was like, ugh, whenever she was like, don't you wish that this would happen? And don't you
so wish?
Yeah. And like, I love that Cordelia was not catching on right away. She was like, no, I do not wish. I am going to take action. I am going to be like a blah, 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 independent woman. I'm going to fight back. She wasn't getting it at first. But Anya eventually gets Cordelia to say, like, I wish Buffy Summers never went to Sunnydale. And then Anya turns into like an uggo veiny demon and is like, done.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Crazy. So basically, yeah. So she turns it, basically she rewrites history. Buffy has never come to Sunnydale. So we're rewinding time and altering the course of history with this wish, because without Buffy, Angel doesn't become Angelus. And Angelus, wow, I haven't fucked up his name in a long time. Daddy Vamps doesn't get defeated. Like, the town is now ravaged by vampires because Buffy isn't around to help. And Cordelia realizes something is weird right away. Like, I love the small moments where I rewatched this episode today. And so noticing all the characters in very like muted colors while Cordelia is in this very vibrant blue. And, you know, Cordelia is now popular. I love the Xander and Willow are dead, but like they're really undead. It's fascinating. And she's really liking this alternate universe at first because she's back to being popular, but she's not allowed to drive to school. They now have a curfew. She bumps into a vampired out Xander in the middle of the like abandoned street. And of course, there's Willow. Both of them are vampires and they're romantically involved. So what this means is to me, Sarah, that Xander and Cordelia never dated. Willow and Oz never dated. I don't even think Oz is a werewolf possibly in this alternate timeline. And now Xander and Willow are together.
Yeah, I think that the only thing that was mentioned was like Xander mentioned very briefly in like an offhanded compliment that Cordelia was a crush of his once. But yeah, these two are together. I really liked Cordelia's realization that they were together. She's like, oh man, like you guys are together in this reality too? Like, damn.
Yeah.
That was very funny to me. And yeah, like it's very quick that she realizes that this is not what she thought it was going to be. It's not what it was like pre-Buffy. It's just a wasteland.
It's a wasteland.
Yeah.
And it's awful. And so, and we get these like, obviously Xander and Willow are now also like dressed in like all leather. They're very pale. Willow has like a catchphrase, which is bored now.
I know. Okay. I thought that was funny. She is very bored. She's not impressed. I really liked the vampire versions of, especially Willow.
And Willow was the standout.
Yeah. Willow. I mean, it's very fun to see Allison Hannigan not play that stereotypical Allison Hannigan character.
Because that's who she is. She's in that in American Pie. Although Veronica Mars, she's a little different.
Yeah, and Veronica Mars, I think, is the biggest departure from, like, a typical Allison Hannigan character that I've seen, including American Pie and How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really like it to when I get to see her use those, like, acting chops that she has, and she doesn't need to play that typical Allison Hannigan, like, kind of like babyish or like naive character that we see her. So like I really liked her acting as a vampire, and I mean, it was kind of like, I don't know, she was not too dissimilar from like how scary Drew is, or like how scary like Darla was, you know. That's,
I was gonna bring up Darla because she gave Darla vibes, but in a way that made sense. When you think about someone becoming a vampire, it means like losing their soul. That makes a ton of sense for like, because Willow's like, oh, she didn't even run that far. That's the best part. Like it is Drew and Darla adjacent.
Yeah, I felt like the like playing with your food type of things, or like calling them like a puppy. Like, I thought like that was very Drew-like, like, oh, I want to play with the puppy. That's very, very Drew. But like, I just thought that it was just really fun to see Willow as a vampire. And Xander was like fine too. Like, I think it was also really cool for the actors themselves to get into like the vampire makeup. I'm sure that like they weren't sure if they were going to get to do that. And I kind of hope that like everybody gets that opportunity, like once in a blue moon, like whether that be something that actually happens with them or a dream or something. Like, I can just totally see Buffy in like vampire makeup at one point in time. Like, I'm not totally unconvinced that she's not going to become a vampire at one point in time in the 1,000 episodes that we have of this show. So, yeah, so it was really, really cool to see. You know, Cordelia mentions Buffy, which, like, I really liked how Willow was like, Buffy the Slayer? That's not scary. What a stupid name. Yeah. And that kind of, like, rings off alarm bells for Daddy Vamps. He's like, wait a minute, I know that name.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, he was like, Daddy is not happy.
No, Daddy is going to punish you if you don't kill Cordelia.
Yes. So, I mean, like, sometimes Daddy Vamps has to put his foot down. He's very patient and very kind.
He has rules. They live under his roof, you know?
Yeah. And he can't have his children be little dumb idiots. So he's like, you fix this mess or else no dessert tonight.
Yeah. So he says, okay, go kill Cordelia. Cordelia, meanwhile, was rescued by a group called the quote unquote, the White Hats.
White Hats.
Which consists of, do you get it? Because I don't get it.
I don't get it.
White Hats are like chef hats, right?
I mean, I think of White Hats and I think of another group that wear White Hats. And that's definitely not what we're going for.
I wonder if it's like the opposite of like the Red Cloaks. Are the Red Cloaks the bad guys? Okay. I don't know what I'm saying.
Do you mean like the British?
Yeah, but they're the bad guys.
The British are coming.
Okay, wait. So the White Hats, which again, I don't want to Google because I'm afraid of Googling Buffy things.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely not Googling. Yeah.
Don't, I see you typing. You better not.
Why are they called White Hats?
Okay, what does it say?
Okay. The term white hat comes from the old Western movies where the heroes wore white hats to symbolize their lawful
instead of black hats
actions.
It's the white hats versus the black hats. It's very Westworld. Okay. Okay. So white hats consists of Oz, Giles, Larry, aka the football player who is gay, who came out to Xander, And then now I think Tom Palmer maybe told us this. Was the other one Teresa, the one who died?
No, I think that she's just a rando. Okay, I think that they're just saying, yeah, Tom Palmer was just like, oh, they could have used these random characters, but they were just like, hi, you are on the WB lot. Can you come in for a 10-minute cameo? Yeah.
You are now a good guy.
Yeah, we will give you a stipend and of $150, and we'll also give you craft services. And this person was like, I'll be there. Yeah,
bet I'm there. Yeah. So they're called the White Hats. They rescue Cordelia. She is like, Buffy, Buffy, we need Buffy, to Giles. And Giles is like, Buffy the Slayer? What are you talking about? And she knows Giles is a Watcher, which is what rings alarm bells in his head. Like, how the fuck does this random girl know that? And they're all confused because she's wearing this bright blue, again, like a come bite me outfit is what they call it. And eventually, poor Giles gets trapped in the sex cage by Willow and Xander. They have like a weird little thruppily moment with Cordelia where they're sucking on her neck together. She dies, but Giles, before they incinerate Cordelia's body, which, Sarah, can I just point out how quickly Cordelia died in her own episode?
I think that that is just purely like, be careful what you wish for. It's just like, be careful what you wish for. You will die like very, very quickly. You are weak AF. You're just a little human. Don't forget it.
And she dies, but Giles is smart enough to be like, wait a minute, what is that necklace? Let me take that. He does his little librarian research shtick that he always does, and he figures out this is a symbol of Anyanka, which, as you said, patron saint of scorned women. So he's like, I'm gonna do some research and figure this shit out. He also said one of my favorite lines of the entire episode, Sunnydale is on a hellmouth.
No, it's just, it is Hellmouth.
Hellmouth. That's it.
It's not on a Hellmouth. It just is a Hellmouth.
It is Hellmouth. Yeah.
He got confused. He didn't read hard enough.
He needed to understand more. Yeah. So Cordelia's dead. They have the necklace. Zillow goes back to Daddy Vamps and they're like, we did it for you. Cordy is dead. All is right with the world. Mm-hmm. And Giles is like, ring-a-ding-ding, Buffy, we need you. Watcher, have you seen her? And he's like, nope, haven't seen that bitch in like a month.
He's like, Merrick is like, sorry, babe. Like, I did not get a contract for a second movie. I am unavailable.
They didn't hire me. They hired the randos off the lot and paid them craft services. Yeah. You're not hired.
Yeah, Merrick says, no, thank you. But I don't know how Buffy hears that she is summoned anyway. Maybe it just is. Like, maybe Merrick got a hold of her or something.
Maybe it's like the bat signal. They put up the buff signal.
Oh, genius. Genius, genius, genius. Also, I do love how Giles, like, takes, like, a double-ended axe to get himself out of the sex cage, but then like Larry and Oz were just like upstairs anyway. It's like, babe, like, why can't you help us?
They were making out in the stacks.
Oh, obviously. understood. Yeah. Daddy Vamps is very happy with Willow, and she gets to play with her puppy,
aka Angel is the puppy. She loves to torture him. They like throw matches on him, they burn him, they injure him basically. And Xander, the little, this is no kink shaming, but this little fucker, he's like, nah, I don't want to torture the puppy, I want to watch you torture the puppy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes this is the most I've liked Xander.
Sometimes people just want to watch. They don't need to do the axe. They just want to observe the axe.
He's like, I like it better watching you fuck with the puppy.
Yeah. Angel is a sad sack on the floor. He is not literally able to get back.
Who the fuck cares about Angel this episode? I can't. I truly can't, Sarah. He's fucking Tai Chi-ing it up all over the place in the normal timeline, and now he's just sad sack in a jail cell in alternate timeline. Get him spun the fuck off already.
So, like, I understand that from season two, and I guess season one, there's just high popularity. Like, people love Angel. People love David Boreanaz. But I just feel like, and I guess it's because our view is skewed because we know that he's not long for our Buffy world and he gets his own show. Mm-hmm. But he is quite boring this season.
He's so boring. And the problem is we had Angelus. So like, we know what we can have, you know, it's not just like, it's like we had dry toast for like a season. And then they're like, no, here's some butter and jam. And we're like, eating good. We're like, fuck yeah, I love butter and jam. And then season three, they're like, no, we're back to dry toast again. And it's like, I don't fucking want dry toast.
Well, it's not like Angel wasn't able to kick ass prior to becoming Angelus, right? I mean, I guess what his original thing was just like he was like super mysterious, which like I found amusing, you found annoying. So, and then he was like, I am broody and I'll make out with you. And then he was like, Angelus. So I guess like we've never really seen him be fun when he wasn't Angelus. But
exactly. He needs to be fun when he's normal. But now he's like, again, you called it out best when you said he is like Spike in season two once he is wheelchair bound.
Yeah.
It's just like a little sad sacky in an unfun way. And so, yeah, so he's her puppy and she's all excited because she's like, daddy has a new manufacturing plant and we have the big reveal tonight. And
oh, my gosh. Out, wait, yes. This is so Rocky Horror Picture Show coded when like Frankenstein was like, oh, no, not Frankenstein. Sorry. Frankenfooter is like, I have a big party. We are having a big party tonight. I am showing all of you my new invention. And then all the other Transylvania, whatever people are like, aliens are like, yay, we're going to watch the party. Yay. And then they all come. And then there's like the big reveal. And I mean, like, this party is like the place to be, right?
It was hopping and bopping. Daddy Vamps is like, look at my brand new invention. We no longer will be sucking necks and getting Kool-Aid mouth. No, nay, we will be drinking out of wine glasses as these things suck the lifeblood out of humans while they're still alive to keep the product fresh. He thinks of everything.
Yeah, we are a classy bunch.
Very classy.
My children.
But my question is, Sarah, okay, Daddy Vamps, manufacturing mogul, self-starter, love him. Why did we have to build the barricades out of wood? Like, could we not spring for metal? Like, you're playing with fire here, Daddy Vamps.
Oh, boy, yeah. I mean, like, that is a little risky, but I suppose it's the first prototype, right?
They'll learn better for next time, although not so much because, you know, they're gone because it's an alternate timeline. But maybe, they should have thought, you know, they should have known.
Maybe the cost of metal is just astronomical at the moment.
He's a budgeting god. Like, he can't, he just can't spend that kind of cash. He has children to care for.
Yeah, he cracked open his books. He was trying to balance the checkbook and he said, I can't spring for steel today.
He has a puppy to feed. He has children to take care of.
Yeah. Like a lot of children.
He's really doing his best.
Yeah.
And so Buffy, meanwhile, has showed up.
One more thing.
Yes.
Poor Daddy Vamps has been trying and trying and trying to get in on the WIC checks. But
yes.
But they just won't approve him.
Yeah.
He's in that spot where he makes too much money that he doesn't like qualify for it, but too little money to survive on his own. So it's like he's in this weird middle ground and it's like really, really hard on the middle class.
It's really tough.
And as I always say, it's a systematic government issue.
Again, this couldn't have happened if the Watchers were organized and had a slayer per town. Like, it's all comes down from government programs. Truly, it's a travesty, which is what led Daddy Vamps to both suffer, but also for Giles to suffer. And so Buffy gets into town. She looks different. She has a scar on her mouth. She looks like Sarah Connor from Terminator.
Yeah,
She's like a very nihilistic view on the world. She doesn't like
ponytail.
She has like a braid down her back. Yeah.
I can't. No ponytails. And she has like little black highlights.
Yeah, it's very. I don't have time to do anything with my hair, so I'm just gonna throw it back. And I know that because I do that 9 times out of 10. So I understand brash Buffy, but her and Giles aren't really like. She very much comes at it with the attitude of like, I'll just go kill him. Who gives a fuck? Like, I don't need friends. I don't need help. I'm gonna go do this by myself. And she shows up at Daddy Vamps's house. Ding dong, no one's home except the puppy. And she goes to check on the puppy. And he knows who she is, Sarah, because even if she didn't come to Sunnydale, he saw her by being a creepy stalker in LA.
That's exactly right. Yes. He took that road trip with
Magician. No.
What was that guy? That guy.
Mystery man.
That guy. That
yeah. We all know.
We know that guy.
We all know him.
Let's call him.
Is it not the magician?
It's not the magician.
The devil?
No. It's like something like, you know, Mistocrophies or something like that.
It's definitely a the.
The Mistocrophies.
Perfect. The Mistocrophies. Yes, he took a trip. They took a trip together.
Yeah, they went pro tripping. He's like, because he was in New York. He's like, yo, you know, you don't have to be a guy that is like scrounging for rats. You can make a difference. I'm a demon too, and I'm good. And then he's like, follow me. I'm Mr. Mistocrophies. And then I'm going to go to California. And then they're like, they have that montage where it's like California dreaming.
They have the convertible top down, singing and dancing, feeding each other road snacks.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And then they went to Buffy's old high school and they were like, there she is, the most gorgeous girl in all the land. And he's like, and Mr. Mistocrophies was like, all you have to do to help this girl is wait in Sunnydale. And then he waits and waits. But she never comes. Why? No. I'm not quite sure, besides the fact that Cordelia wisheth upon him.
Yeah.
So he just waits so long that he gets himself caught by Daddy Vamps. What an idiot.
Idiot. Truly just the worst. He serves no purpose. Moron. And why? So Buffy's like, okay, fine. I'll let you out of your cage, puppy. I'll take you on a walk, I guess. And then she turns out puppy is a vampire. And she's like, no. I'm not taking you anywhere, puppy. You've been bad. And then he shows her the assault this poor puppy has suffered. Yes. And she says, okay, fine, puppy. Get in my car. We're going shopping.
I do feel bad for you that you've been beaten a little, so you can come.
Yeah. So
just come inside. We're going shopping. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Get in my car. We're going shopping.
Get in my car.
We'll get you a new leash and we'll clean you all up.
We're going shopping.
Put you up for adoption. It'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they arrive at the manufacturing plant that tech billionaire Daddy Vamps self-starter has started, and all hell breaks loose. Big fight happens. We have a lot of people killing a lot of people. So I'm going to run through who kills whom and you tell me thumbs up, thumbs down, you liked it or not.
I'm going to like none of it, but go ahead.
Xander killed Angel.
Definitely don't like that.
He finally got his wish, at least. He got to kill Angel.
That's true. So
yeah. That.
Okay.
Buffy kills Xander.
Love that.
Big old double thumbs up from me on that.
Yeah.
That's... Oz kills Willow. I liked it.
You can't just do thumbs up, babe, because this is an audio.
I was waiting for you to say, and then I was going to say.
What do I think about this? No, I don't want Willow to die. No, definitely not that version of Willow.
At the hands of Oz, it's like nice because he gets a little comeuppance.
Sure. Who kills Oz?
No one that I saw.
Oh, okay.
But Master gets the whole nut. He one-upped Angel because he heard that Angel in the alternate universe, or Angelus, sorry, in alternate universe, killed Jenny Calendar by breaking her neck. And Master was like, I do it better, bitch. Whack. And he cracks Buffy's neck right as Giles reverses the wish.
I'm a survivor. I'm going to get her. This is so interestingly sad because Giles is working his little tushy off and is like, I need to stop this Anya, but
yeah,
she doesn't like men. We need somebody, we need a woman to help reason with Anya.
Because if Jenny Calendar was here, she could have helped. But I guess I don't know where she ends up in alternate universe.
Who knows? But it's like, it's so unfair because he like calls her and she's like, I don't want to talk to men. This is, have you heard the last time that happened? Since, yeah. Like a man told me what to do.
Women scorned, not men, women.
You're not invited unless you're gay. Then you can come because then you're also scorned by a man and that counts.
I haven't had my cootie shot in 6 score. I can't be near a man.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Maybe what we needed was Larry to call to do it.
But he's a man.
But he could be scorned by men.
Also, we could have a random white hat lady that we don't know whose name it is call.
That's true. I just think that Anya should also be open to the gays because then they're also scorned by men. They're hurt by men too.
This is true. This is true. We need to open it up a little.
In my headcanon, she opens it up.
That makes sense.
Straight men should not be allowed to call Anya.
Yeah. And so she tries to kill Giles, and poor little Giles is doing his darndest and has no help from anybody, by the way. Where were the white hats? Oh yeah, they were at the vampire fight.
Their little asses off.
They were really working hard. Like,
why wasn't Giles there? But he smashes the necklace, which breaks the curse, and then we flashback to the exact moment that Cordelia asks for Buffy Summers to never come to Sunnydale. And Anya's like, done. But she doesn't turn into a scary fairy monster demon this time. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, well, I wish that she was never born. And then Anya's like, done. And then nothing happens. And then she's like, I wish that like Willow grows monkey fur on her arms. That doesn't happen. So Anya's powers are broken. Now she's just a basic bitch that likes Prada. Very sad for Anya. Very sad.
Yeah. It's tough, especially when you think if poor Anya is stuck as a teenage girl for the rest of her life, that is a punishment worse than death. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if that's the case for her, but her necklace is gone and she can no longer manipulate. And truly, what about the women who've been scorned? You know, now this kind of stinks. Cordelia kind of ruined it. One bad apple, you know, ruins the whole bunch.
Now, this goes back to my genie talk from last week. We need parameters, Anya. You basically did this to yourself. If only you had parameters with your wishes, like, oh.
Like a genie does.
Yeah, like, oh, you really can't wish for the whole world to burn. Then, you know, then like we wouldn't have had nice things. I think that the obtainable goal was everybody that screwed Cordelia over gets the monkey fur.
Yeah, that seems fair because you can get waxed, like you can get laser hair removal.
But it grows back, kind of like how the Santa Claus grows back his beard after he shaves it.
In that quick of a time? Because that kind of stinks. Wow.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
This is a punishment.
I know. I'm severe, severe punishment.
Not as severe as never existing and the whole entire world burning on fire.
This is true. But yeah, everything is back to the way it should be. I'm really interested to see where Cordelia evolves from here because she is now not really a Scooby for now, but I can't imagine that's going to last very long. I feel like we have to have Cordelia as a member of the Scoobies. So I feel like she has to be back in the group at some point in the near future.
This is why I said the other day that like, I can't possibly see like Cordelia being here for the remainder of the series because I just feel like she doesn't have a place anymore. Like I don't really know, like if she's totally not being friends with Buffy anymore, if she's really upset with Willow because Xander like got with her and she's broken with Xander, like it's kind of too awkward for her to just like slip back in being a Scooby. And she doesn't have friends with with like Harmony, like she's kind of an extreme outsider, which is extremely, extremely sad. I feel as though she needed Anya. She needs a new friend. Yeah. Maybe that's one that's not a demon, but we need a friend.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? Is she doesn't have a friend group she can easily just slip into. Maybe she can be friends with Oz and be like the Scooby Haters Club.
I don't know. That seems like such a downgrade. God.
Well, I think the only way this could, in my opinion, the only way we get Cordelia back in the Scoobies is if something really awful happens to Zillow and Cordy is like, okay, you're now absolved of your sins because this horrible, horrible thing happened to you.
This is where Cordelia, if this was a real thing, Cordelia would start hanging out with like college kids. And then she would be like one of those people that are like, I'm too cool to hang out with high school kids these days. Like, I am better than this, and I'm going to go off and hang out with like cool people. And that in reality is what she'll do. And then she graduates high school, and then she never looks back and just gets a whole new group of friends. She joins a sorority and just runs the roost.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just think it's inevitable. She's going to be back with the Scoobs. I suppose. I hope she wears more revenge outfits first, though, because her revenge outfits are on fucking point. 9 times out of 10, when she was dating Xander, she was dressed like a 40-year-old realtor. Now she's wearing revenge outfits, and I'm here for it.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. We did anything else about the episode before we get into some feedback?
No, I really liked the episode. I thought it was a lot of fun.
It was one of my favorites. Like I said, it did remind me of the Halloween episode from season 2. In that, it was kind of alternate reality, sort of like it doesn't really move the plot forward a ton, but like I didn't care because I was having such a good time. And 10 out of 10 seeing Daddy Vamps back. Like anytime they wish to bring him back, I will be here for it with fucking bells on.
Yeah. Do you wish that we got more Cordelia, like, more of a Cordelia centric episode since she got royally fucked?
Yeah. I think I'm up two minds. I both love this episode and wouldn't change anything, and also wish we had a Cordelia centered episode. Like, I think maybe now I just want a Cordelia centered episode because I really liked this episode. I wouldn't want to change it.
Because I thought that, like, that's what we were getting.
Same.
But not totally, because she dies like halfway through the episode, but I don't know. I mean, it was like, I would consider, if I had to like put this into a box, I would say like this is a Cordelia centric episode, like
definitely, because Buffy doesn't even show up till like halfway through. You know what it is, it's a Daddy Vamps centric episode.
Oh yes, of course. How silly of me to almost forget.
Don't disrespect Daddy. He will not be pleased.
I don't. Please don't say that out loud.
Never.
Don't disrespect me and say that I disrespect Daddy Vamps, because I would never disrespect. And for you to say that I disrespect him is disrespectful to me, actually. please don't disrespect me.
All right, let's get into some feedback. We got an email from Julia. She says, hey, ladies. Firstly, congratulations, Sarah, on your engagement.
Thank you.
Hi, Julia. With
you wanna hear
five exclamation points.
Oh, thank you. Do you want to hear a secret? The secret is that we are getting married pretty soon.
Look at that. Yeah. It's no longer a secret.
No, I don't think it was ever supposed to be a secret, but
you said it was a secret.
Oh, it is a secret. Don't tell anybody.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
December 7th.
There you go. If it's past December 7th and you haven't wished Sarah a happy wedding day, you're fucked. Okay, moving on. Xander and Willow cheating made me hate their characters so much that I pretend it never happened. The entire storyline came out of nowhere. They might have had feelings in the past, but now both are in committed, happy relationships. Plus, they had spent the entire summer together without Buffy. Surely, if something were to happen, it would have happened then. Worst of all is that now the secret is out, they don't even want each other anymore. This is so funny. This is what I was mentioning. Feels like they only wanted the thrill of having a secret affair. Good point, Julia. The whole thing is a bad writing decision to add unnecessary drama, in my opinion. I like this take, Julia. I really do.
Yeah.
They definitely got me with the fake out Cordelia death last episode. I was about to cry.
Me too.
Love Cordelia and love this Cordelia centered episode. So excited to hear your reaction to the return of Daddy Vamps and his sadistic but clever human happy meal machine. Stop, Julia. That's the best way to put it. Human happy meal machine.
Yeah, fast food. It's fast food.
But also elevated. It's elegant.
Yeah, we're not going to risk quality. It's kind of like, what's the highest quality fast food? I don't even know. Like Five Guys?
Panera? Yeah, I was going to say Five Guys maybe.
Panera, but like from 2005, not now.
Yes. Clever human happy meal machine. I love that so much. My only wish is that they brought Darla back. Girl, you and me both.
Hey, wow. It feels as though she is in this episode talking with us.
I know. It's like you read our minds, Julia. Oh, yeah. From what I've read, the original plan for the season two finale was for Angel to permanently die.
Good.
But Joss changed his mind mid-season two due to Angel's popularity and David Boreanaz's fantastic portrayal of Angelus. I think that's why Angel feels like a tertiary character this season. I agree they should have just spun him off. The way they reintroduced him felt lazy, with him just randomly dropping out of the sky. Would have loved an episode of him trying to escape from hell.
Ooh, that would have been so fun.
I like Julia's ideas. Like, I agree. And like, that actually really makes sense as to why Angel feels like a nothing burger this season, because they didn't originally plan to have him there. And so now he feels like just added in after the fact.
They just don't know what to do with him because they just like killed him, right?
They already did the fun stuff with him by making him Angelus. And now they're like, what now?
Yeah. So I'm just like so curious, like how the spinoff, maybe it really is a prequel. Now I'm going back to the prequel.
I like the prequel idea that you had.
It's a prequel. Yeah.
Also, definitely agree with other feedback that there's no consensus in the Buffy fandom. It's very different from Dawson's Creek. There is a debate on almost everything. So feel free to love or hate Xander as much as you want. Season three perfects the Monster of the Week formula and has a lot of fun episodes, but my favorites are season five and season two.
Ooh.
So okay. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts on the episode, Julia. Interesting. Season five. Okay. I like this because I think the thing is, what always gives me pause about some of these older shows that have like a ton of seasons is usually, I mean, Dawson's Creek was certainly guilty of this. There's like a point of diminishing returns where it's like not very good anymore. And usually it's at the end where it just kind of drops off. And to hear that someone really loves season five, which is pretty late in the show's run, is really exciting for me.
Is there eight seasons of this?
Seven.
There's seven. Okay.
Yeah. And we are on three. We got a long way to go because all these seasons are like 20 something episodes. That is the feedback that we have. If you want to send in feedback, Shit 90s Pod everywhere. We're on Blueski, so go find us there.
Blue is it Blueski?
No, it's Blue Sky, but I can't unhear it in my head as Blueski.
Is this just going to be like Threads and like people are going to use it for like a minute and
it
then
feels
up?
More popular than Threads ever was.
You think so?
I personally think so.
Okay.
But I think the election set people off in a way that is they're just not going to return to X. Mm-hmm. But Sarah, would you like to hear the title of next week's episode?
Yeah.
Season 3, episode 10, Amends.
Oh, forgiveness. Forgiveness. Can you imagine?
Do you know that from a musical?
Yes, you whore.
Have I seen it?
Yes, it's your favorite, you whore.
Is it Wicked?
No, that's not your favorite.
I thought you were being sarcastic about it. It was my favorite.
No.
Oh, it's you're Hamilton. Singing from Hamilton.
Yes.
Okay, the one line didn't do enough for me to recognize it.
That's okay. It's Quiet Uptown. That
no,
that
now I know song, it, but I had to sing it differently in my head to hear it.
That's like that song made me sob because she forgave him even though she got his son killed.
And himself killed.
Yeah. In the worst place ever.
We love Eliza. We're Eliza stans. Yes, season 3, episode 10, Amends, with the one and only mentioned in plenty of times on this podcast, Tom Palmer. Oh. He will be joining us. So that will be tons of fun. Also, just to keep this in your head, Sarah, keep your mind a churning. Mm-hmm. Not next episode, but the episode after will be the halfway point through the season, which means it'll be time to rank the characters.
Ranking.
So keep that percolating in your noggin.
Well, I feel like that's going to be harder. Like, I am so ready for us to do the Felicity rankings because my rankings are shifting heavily. So I'm excited.
Wait, you just shouted that.
My rankings are shifted. So I don't know what I'm going to do about these folks. They're all stupid whores. Maybe Cordelia will wind up being number one at this rate anyway.
Yeah. So that will be next week. Of course, we're also going to be doing a bonus podcast where I watch a movie and do a presentation for Sarah about said movie. I'm thinking currently the movie I'm going to be watching is North. It is a Todd the Librarian recommendation. Seems very zany. And it's also like an hour and a half long, which, you know, I'm a huge fan of. Mm. So we'll see how that goes. But so much to look forward to. I'm really enjoying this season of Buffy. I'm really excited to have Tom on next week. And assuming because he's wants to come on for this episode, I assume that means it's a good one. So very, very exciting. Sarah, anything else you would like to plug?
No.
Oh, have I plugged this already on Buffy? I can't remember. But if you want to hear me talking about some more Charisma Carpenter and Allison Hannigan on television, go check out Mars Investigations, Whirlwind Investigations. Sorry. I have that stuck in my head from the show. Whirlwind Investigations, which talks about Veronica Mars. Because I was on. Yes, go ahead.
I listened to you on that.
Yes, it was such a fun time. I had some wild theories as I had not seen the rest of the season. Now I've seen the rest of the season. Mm. So go listen to that podcast. I had so much fun there. At Shit90Spot is where you can find us. And we'll be back next week to talk about season 3, episode 10, Amends. Until then, everyone, here endeth the lesson.
Just ask. Shit90 shows taught me.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.